Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. Start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and Morocco beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo lamhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica. Selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts, okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals e-World Cup. Tukutanga nawunasi nenyaya iyafadza vanhu vakawanda kuAfrica inovanyaya ye-World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chiri chega kumakwikwi e World Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo ye World Cup uyezve izvi zvichireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup. Tichakupai nyaya iyo zvizere munguva inotevera. Now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ngutsheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ngutsheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted, compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ngutsheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ingwetjane Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, how best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichana njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwa solubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seIngutsheni kobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leNewsday kanye leNewsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lowo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri beStudio 7 na Nasimo Chirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikurusei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheIngutsheni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi, zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Lepanaure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest, and that's Mr. Wilson Box, Director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Ingutsheni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much. And good evening. Good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is concern is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they have got nothing to do. They are always seated in groups in bridges. Absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, that Ingutsheni is now full of those patients, from mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that outside, maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage may be very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from, who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed. They have got nothing to do because of this harsh economic environment that we find ourselves. and it's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they have got absolutely nothing to do. They are given up, they are staying in their life. Actually, they are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless. Maybe they spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and such and that. They think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisela ukuvota njalo bachiyane lezidakamizwa. Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unjani?
Yebo, ngiyabonga ngombuzo lo. Kuliqinisa ukuthi ngize ngifike ngombono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament today ukuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse. Engutheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi. Okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela. Okunye ngibizelwe umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhule ingqondo. Ngamthwala ngemota yami phela khona le ngutsheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa. Ngiphathe kakubi njengomkhokheli olonyana nabantu ukuba abantu sebevula ingqondo nento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoid-a njengelizwe. Nxa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs. Njengaba le tournament yezengugu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa bebecausebekele kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs azange beyenze okwezidakamiswa batshone bedlala ibhora kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo abantu abarizinayo abantu okuthi nxa obanike into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana nama-drugs kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs la bangeniswa ukuswela okokwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga councilor Moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Tiwuye kwamuri ba Boxer Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Muri kunzwa ba Box hanzi kuchipatara chengutsheni kuBulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth. Situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuHarareko?
Ndinotenda vamoyo nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese. Chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu. Tine vari kuatengesa toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuga. Saka its now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers and masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariyo. Kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomwe yako. Saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuHarare at the moment I'm not so sure, asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs. Kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tsvuku receiva isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanyanyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidp. Saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe.
Thank you, Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusikhuma singumsakazo we Studio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America is Washington DC. For those who are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. And we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku kunda Spain, ngeva unqoba Spain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelweke ukubona ukubana iqembu le Morocco lizadlala laliphi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala ikusikhathane silandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. A match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele esephakathi kuma quarterfinals iCroatia iyona eza nqikilana le Brazil mhlaka 9 ngo mpalakazi Netherlands icha rakasha nawo ne Argentina zwa rimwe chete mswa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke leqembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhlaka 10 kuthi England le France abanye abathi kungaba yimumdlalo esingathi yifinal ye World Cup lanxa nje kuyi quarter final. England izadlala le France mhlaka 10. And here at VOA we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited as I play. Yay. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second last time. We are going all the way up to place number one this time.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizo kere kwa muri vabox. Saka sezo dambuzi kwa iri richinzi rateke shiranyika yese. Todi seba na Zimbabwe.
Chekutanga chakimu kwa mtuwa kuita kutarifa mitemu edu ino ngoro ranyadi madrugs. Mitemu edu ili kushanda ere kama kutaifu kushanda. Nekutu nyeyache mitemu pa yaka ifuwa. Tani makore akawandisa. Ndiye nguwa yoyo utasata anima drugs alikuwa nikwa. Tani hini nguwa. Uye zuega mwedi. Rawanda, tinima internet, tine a lot of things. zvatava nazvo munyika medu. Saka there is need yekuti paitwe atinotiwo drug policy form, especially the Dangerous Drugs Act chapter 15 necriminal code chapter 9 23 sections 156 to 159. I think dambudziko remadrugs rinofanira kuonekwa as a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Kana takati ine dambudziko remadrugs is a criminal issue, zvinoreva kuti izvo nyaya dzemadrugs dzaramba dzichienderera mberi, nekuti vaya vanenge vachikakusungwa vanenge vachienda kunovanda vachiita zvivandevande nemapurisa nevanosunga nevanotengesa madrugs acho. Saka vicious circle icharamba iripo. Saka ichisunga kuti mutemo wedu uongororwe zvikare kuti ubatsire vana ava, kunge kuine maharm reduction services, toita mapublic rehab centers achivakwa, so that munhu akanzi aita dambudziko remadrugs haatyi kubuda pachena kuti akomana ndisa kutatsirwa. Pari zvino munhu anotya kubuda nekuti anoziva kuti mutemo unomusunga. Tinogona zvee zvikare kuti tiite kuti kuri kudzidziswa ana chiremba vedu, manesi, madoctors, kunge kuine curriculum inobata specifically yemadrugs, kuti munhu anoziva madrugs anobatwa sei. Nekuti paresearch yatakaita isusu zvakabuda izvo kuti izvo ana mukoti wedu havana kunyatsodzidziswa kuti vangabatsira nesei nevanhu vachishandisa madrugs. Vamwe vacho vanoshandisa yatiitiwo pachirungu stigma nediscrimination. Munhu akasvika achirwara zvezvenyaya dzemadrugs anonzi aichigundurura chiindi mukuku chimbonogara uko. Vanhu vanoshandisa madrugs kazhinji kacho vari very sensitive ende havadzoki kuzotsvaga rubatsiro. Saka ndee zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuti tinge tichiita kuti dambudziko remadrugs ripere. Madhibhodha zvedu akabouka aenda akatsirizire zvakanaka kuti kuti vaya vanoita zvetrafficking vange vasingaiti zvinhu zvakadaro. Uyezve mapurisa edu pane zvavanofanira kudzidziswa nzira itsva dzekuti vangabate sei vakomana vanoita basa rekuita zve ratine tichiwo trafficking dzemadrugs like. Saka ndee zvimwe zvatinokwanisa kuita uyezve maawareness campaigns macommunities akusinogara. Nyaya yemadrugs harizi dambudziko ramisi box chete, raadambudziko remunhu wese. Saka ngatibatsiranei kuti tiedze kupedza dambudziko remadrugs muimbabwe.
Aha, tinotenda vabox. Councillor Moyo, ngipenduke kuwe, kwenziweni? Yebo, kule mzamo oyenzayo, inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo eziyenzayo, uhulumende ule mzamo yakhe, kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Ngiyabonga. Okwenzakala yikho lokho okulalisiyeke ukubana indasa zonke zihlangane. Ama-INF lawa isikhathi ukuphi-ISA kase emphakathekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni imithetho, ngoba abantu abakanye abathengisa amadrugs bayabanjwa sibili, kodwa akulazijeziso ezomplaezokuthi-SARO ukuthengisa amadrugs. Njalo abanye nabantu abathengisa ezidaleni lapho ngihamba khona njengokhansela, siyatela ukuthi ikhansela kulabantu abathengisa ama-drugs edanga baripota bayabeshwa namhlanje kusasa bevuke sebephumile. So ngezinye izinto zokuthi nebhizi ngathi asihlangananga njengesizwe ukumisa ama-drugs aya, ngoba ukulela umisa besizameni imizamo kodwa kwezinye indawo singancedisa umzamo neke, ngoba khathesi singathi ngesilungu i-close resource yama-drugs. Ama-drugs lawa abuliswa kwawo i-GPS ngokuphathi, ngoba akusela ukuthi azathengisa evela ngaphi. Lokho athengile kakhulu ukubana igavumenti oyehamba phambili ekulungiseni imithetho yokuthi abantu ababathengisa ama-drugs bebanjwe bejeziswe. Kuzenza ukuthi abanye bengasafuni kungena ekuthengiseni ama-drugs sebeyesaba ukuthi bawungabanjwa yahamba esingathi yasigqetshela ugodo. Kathesi njengengithile ukuthi nxa imithetho yethu ilula nokuthi ezikhulwini ade sikhuluma kathesi, imithetho emeni yenza ukuthi abantu ingesabi, ingabangoza nje izimo
Siyabonga kansela ngubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli uTalent Mukusha. Tine mtereri wa Talent Mukusha. Makati henyu. Va Mukusha muri utinzwa here. That's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up and zokere kwa muri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one is it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do treat our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that the psychosocial support services, whereby we are trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, to find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issues to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is in them.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe. Thank you.